what have been some of your first impressions of life as a Patriot?
Oh, man, just the way they do things here. Totally different. But it's a good different, and I'm just enjoying the process as I go forward.
What are some examples of the different that you refer to?
Just attention to detail, I think, is the most thing that sticks out that Coach Bill preaches on and off the field. So, I mean, that could be in many different categories, but just being attentive.
You see any scheme similarities between here and Carolina that will allow you to be a productive player here?
Man, it's too early on right now just to say. Right now it's just about the process and just about growing and getting better each and every day. Those things will come along as the season progresses. So,
Coney, who have you leaned on since you've been here, whether it comes to picking up the system or even just figuring out where to go around here? And has it been guys of your position group? Who's been helpful to you since you've been?
I can pretty much say just buying in and following the team, man. You don't have one specific guy that kind of leads everybody all the time. But you have guys that do the right things on and off the field. So I just try to follow in line with that and just try to buy into the system here.
In reading up on your background a little bit, I remember you talking a little bit about your dad, and I believe he was in the military.
Yes, sir.
How did that affect sort of your upbringing in terms of him and what he taught you?
Well, kept me out of a lot of trouble growing up. just real attentive in certain situations, especially when it comes to helping raising my sister. And I really had to grow up at an early age as far as like really taking on that responsibility as along to some of the things, whether it was going with him to work and just kind of getting that fatherhood, learning how to do different characteristic traits, stuff that, you know, involves just being outside the house. So.
Regarding fatherhood, after the birth of your daughter last year, Coach Rivera said that he noticed a difference in your approach, a different maturity level. How did that affect your professional life? Obviously, it had affected your personal life. How did that affect your approach as a pro?
Well, I think for anybody that has another responsibility besides themselves, besides your work, you know, and meaning like another human being, you have to take a different approach as far as this is not about you, it's about that human being, especially if it's your child. So for me, it was just an eye-opener as far as wanting a better life for her, because it's no longer about me at that point.
After being traded, does that create any extra motivation, a chip on your shoulder, anything like that?
I think just being able to be in this process, you know, right now, having a job and being able to do something that I love to do and be able to provide for my family is something I think that's really important, and it motivates me, just looking forward to the future, period.
In a new place with 1 year left on your contract, how do you view the dynamics of all that?
Oh, man, I don't worry about that. You know, like I keep preaching, it's about the process, and I'm just trying to stay track, head forward, and not worrying about anything that's going to clog up my memory. My job is to come in here, learn the system, and buy into the team.
So what do you think you need to do to just live up to that potential or that hype, or even just, you know, that one game we all saw in the Super Bowl? What do you think you need to do to just, live up to all of it?
That Super Bowl game is over, man. I really don't like to talk about the past. You know, my job, like I said, is to come in here, buy into the system, and make the most of my opportunity here, period. You know, and let everything lie where they may, you know? Just don't worry about the future right now. Just worry about the present.
How exciting is it if you're just, kind of starting new and learn a new system and start with the Patriots?
I'm very excited. I love it here. I love the people, the program, as far as how Coach Belichick runs it. I mean, everybody buys in. You can see the difference between that. So I love it here, and I'm going to continue to work my butt off and try to get better.
Coney, since arriving here, has anything about Coach Belichick surprised you at all, or is he the kind of coach and the kind of guy that you thought he was?
A little bit. You know, a lot of people, I've heard, you know, you hear a lot of things before you come to an opposing team, especially the Patriots is a great team, great organization. But you can see why they win so much and why we win so much, obviously, because now I'm a Patriot. So when you get here, you kind of experience your own little experience as far as within in the system. So that's the only surprise as far as the rumors and stuff that you hear outside of the team before you join the team. Pretty much that's it.
Have there been any conversations about your role, if they're going to ask you to move around a little bit more? I know that It seems like you didn't move around that much in Carolina. Is that something you'd be comfortable with doing here?
Man, I just want to dominate whatever position I'm in, you know? And I think if you take that in mind, that my approach, I mean, good things will happen for you.
Going to the Patriots, obviously made the trade for you. They have a few established veterans. They drafted two DNs in the top four rounds. How do you anticipate the competition, just the playing time at that position?
Well, top competition is going to be at an all-time high at all times. And I think that's good because it motivates guys to do better, not just to try to beat each other out, but to kind of work together and just kind of push forward going forward. And I think, you know, if you take that approach to the process, everything will come out the way you want it.
Have you seen that reflected in just the way the guys, like, train, even though you're months away from training camp, just the way they train some of the other defensive ends? Have you seen that the competition is going to be pretty tight?
I mean, this is the pro football, you know, National Football League. I think at this elite level, everything is at an all-time high as far as competition. You know, depending on where you're at in the league, you know, then I guess you can take that a different approach, a different way.
Cody, you mentioned the idea of buying in a couple times since we started talking to you. Mm-hmm. Was that something that was ever difficult to do in Carolina? And if so, why? And why is it different here, do you feel?
I don't think it was difficult at Carolina, period. I mean, they got a great organization over there. Every team is different, so.
Is it something about the coaching staff, do you feel like, that maybe allows the buy-in? Obviously, they've had a lot of success. So when you come here as a new player, is that buy-in immediately there because they have the resume that they have?
We went at Carolina when I was there, when I was a part of the Panthers. But here, you know, coming here, it's really hard to tell other than, you know, the reputation that they've held here. At the end of the day, no program or no organization is the same, obviously, or else everybody had the same record. But just come in and just do my job and, you know, compete.
Were you surprised at all to be traded?
I can't say whether I was surprised or whether I was angry or anything. I think it's more so just being blessed to have another opportunity to, you know, better yourself in a fresh start.
Tony, when you were coming out of college, Nick Caserio said the Patriots worked you out. They spent some time with you, certainly looked at you closely. What do you remember about the interaction with the Patriots? And did you have a sense that they had a real positive impression?
Yeah, I can remember back. We had a great, you know, meeting period, whether it was workouts, whether it was in the classroom, one-on-one time. You know, at the end of the day, it was like 3 years ago. Obviously, I was drafted where I was supposed to be drafted because it falls different. Other than that, I mean, I love the organization where I'm at right now. I love, you know, my teammates and my coaches around me, so my job is just to try to prevail and get better each day. You know, I can't worry about anything in the past, and I'm not going to.
You mentioned when we spoke to you on a conference call a while ago now that you knew Trey Flowers a little bit before getting here. What's it been like reconnecting with him, and how did you know him?
Well, just going through that whole draft process, and obviously when you're in college, you compete, and we're competing in the same league. But you watch film against a guy, and then you kind of meet him. So between that process and now, you know, it's nothing different than what I've said. You know, Trey's an awesome guy, a great athlete, and my day is just to go out there and just we compete with each other and get better.
Is there anything you feel like you might be able to take from his game and apply it to yours?
I think we can learn from each other as we go on. You know, nobody's too good to know everything or try to learn something different each day.
Talk to Cliff Rivera at the league meetings. He asked him to describe you as a player, and he said a guy whose best football is still ahead of him, a group best.
Definitely. I think that about anybody that's in the league. Like I just said, you know, you can't be on the same page as you were last year or 2 weeks ago. He's always room to improve. And, you know, respects to Coach Rivera, and I appreciate his comments, but I feel he's right about that, and along with everybody in the league, you know, it's always room to grow.
I was asking you before about your dad and the military background. Have you noticed anything around the Patriots, like military? Because Coach Belichick, oftentimes, and I think that's something that he's very, has a fondness for as well. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed anything just in your short time here in the facility or anything connected to that stood out to you?
Well, the way Coach Belichick runs his organization, I think, is obviously similar to the military lifestyle. Now, whether you want to hype it up to whether it's exactly like military, it's not. But at the end of the day, with respects to the military, it's an organized organization, and, you know, you just want to do things right. You want to do things as most perfect as you can. And if you fail short, then, hey, at least you're trying hard, and your job is to go out there and just try a little harder and get better each day.
I think with that approach, you get a championship caliber team, you know?
Well, past preseason games, I was watching a couple of the Patriots-Panthers games, and it seemed like you and Nate Solder were going at it pretty good in at least one of them. Is it almost like you sort of know these guys from having played them the last 2 years? Anything stand out to you from those games?
Other than the competition, whether it was a preseason, I didn't treat it like a preseason. I treated it like a championship game, because when you play against a caliber team as of such, you want to do that, and you want to try to compete the most you can and the best you can. And competing against the offensive line here, and I think going forward, it's going to be a great opportunity for me to get better as a pass rusher and defense overall player. So,
Tony, did you overlap with Josh Augusta at all in college?
In college?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we were in the same room, but, you know, it was like three and a half years ago. So he's a great player. He's gonna grow, so.
Have you made it up to any Celtics games since you've been living up?
Not yet, but I'm so glad that the Celtics won. I was pushing for them last night. Great job, great team win. I'm looking forward to going to one of the games.
You're going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I plan to.
Did you root for the Celtics growing up?
On and off. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of basketball. You know, I played basketball for a number of years. I got a lot of friends in the NBA. And the all-time competition as far as competing, I love that, especially now in the playoffs, because every team's competing to get to that top level. You know, so I think that's what I enjoy most about it.
Any friends on the Celtics?
I had one, but, I mean, I guess he's not on the team no more, so.
Who are your NBA friends?
Bradley Beal, I grew up with him a little bit. Ben McLemore, Austin Rivers. I played against Kyrie when we was younger, a lot younger. I can go on and on, you know. I was in that basketball world at AAU, and, you know, great times back then. But obviously now I'm a professional, so this is all I'm focused on.
What was your game like? Your power forward?
I played every position I think you can think of, and I'm pretty sure those guys did too, you know. In that league or growing up, you kind of want to excel in everything you do. I just had fun. I remember those times, and it was good memories.
Your final question?
Connie, would you say this is going to be your best year, the year that you're going to show your real potential?
Well, I think each year should be your best year. You know, you never should be complacent with the year you have previous. You should always want to get better, and that's what I plan on doing individually and with the team. And I'm pretty sure everybody around here has the same attitude as far as that. Thank you.
On Thursday, we'll bring the free.